Okay, so we had started the new book last week, and we were in the middle of talking about how one of the how enjoyment is an essential component of Avodas Hashem. The Torah tells us and guarantees us that Avodas Hashem is enjoyable. It's matuk mitavash, v'nofes sufim, it's sweeter than honey and honeycomb, etc. And then he started talking in a footnote, in a long footnote that we got about halfway through, about how we can use that as kind of a metric for understanding whether we are on a good path or not on a good path, right? Because the Torah is guaranteeing to us that true Avodas Hashem is going to be something enjoyable. That means that if we're not getting anything out of it, if we're not actually finding any enjoyment, any pleasure, any meaning in what we're doing, then we're probably not doing what is actually Avodas Hashem for us, right? It might look like Avodas Hashem. It might be someone else's Avodas Hashem, but it's not our Avodas Hashem.
I was asking this to Rav Nagel earlier tonight. I think maybe this is a good thing. It's interesting. I was asking about belief. How do you do your Avodas Hashem, right? Some days I daven shacharis or mincha, maariv very late. How do you do emunah? Not just in prayer, in business and personal prayer too. I think prayer is part of one's day. I think it's one of part of one's business day, part of one's
Right.
physical day that we. Maybe it's an oilum, it's a good question. I would say for this, I never learned, I've never been by any of your Bayam Dar Kegush Shirim. So, but it's a pasuk in Tehillim that I say all the time and taking Klali. So, I don't know. It's a very interesting concept of what is Tehillah, what is this concept of the daily prayer, of the daily, Avodah? What is the
Right.
Avodah Hashem? What is Avodah Hashem, For you, it's different than mine.
Right. So
You.
that's part of his point, right? Like every person has different things that they're supposed to be doing, or a different specific path, right? There's a general, general Torah, but people have specific paths within Torah that is their path, what they're supposed to be. If you're not in tune with what you're supposed to be doing, it's not going to work for you, right? And at the same time, which is what we were in the middle of last time, is at the same time, even if you're on the right path, that doesn't mean it's fun and games all the time, right? Sometimes it's challenging and sometimes difficult. So you have to deal with the fact that sometimes you're going to be dealing with the stuff that's not fun, right? It's not rainbows and unicorns all the time. Sometimes it's hard work. And how do you deal with the hard work versus the enjoyable parts of it? So he said that when it's all bad, it's never good and it's never meaningful and it's never fulfilling, right? It can be meaningful and enjoyable even when it's hard and even when it's challenging. You can find joy and meaning in challenging things. That's one thing, that's fine. And you have to figure out how to work through the challenging stuff. But when it's never meaningful and it's never enjoying, never satisfying, there's never any enjoyment in it, then probably that's a good indicator that what you think is the right thing is actually not the right thing for you. You're on the wrong path. So we were up to a point in the footnote where he's going to explain to us why his emphasis on enjoyment, an essential component of Avodas Hashem, is not a contradiction with the idea that, yeah, you still also have to keep at it and keep working through it when it's hard. So he says as follows. He says, Uba emes, the truth is, imnis bonin, if you reflect and you meditate on this idea, nearer you'll see, she amal v'yegia bizman choshech, that hard work and persevering and working hard during times of darkness, right? When things aren't, when it's not, the experience is not a positive one. That's not a contradiction at all with the idea that Avodas Hashem is enjoyable and is going to provide benefit to you. Why? Because even when it's difficult, and even when the difficulty is like deep, deep deep, hard difficulty, right? Koshinashi, it like goes to the depths of your soul, right? It's turmoil. It's really painful. Kamo choser cheshek, like when you have no desire for any of this. Mikal makom, nevertheless, hanefesh bepimniyuso simcha ba'amal. Your soul, in its deepest depths, enjoys the hard work, right? We enjoy a challenge, verotso, so we want challenges, right? When things are easy all the time, right? It's nice to coast sometimes, but when you can coast all the time, you just atrophy and fall into like boring nothing, right? So we internally, no human being thrives on everything is easy all the time, and I'm always coasting, right? There has to be challenge. There has to be something to achieve. That's how we're built. That's how we're built to function. Right. Even at the same time, as we could say that when I have things to achieve, I end up doing it for me. Right. So it creates an
attitude. I mean, but there is selfishness in the achievement.
That's the point. Right. So as soon as I have something to achieve, it automatically creates an aspect of shalom lishma in the things that I'm doing. Right.
But shalom lishma by lishma.
Right. So despite the fact that there's a negative aspect to achieving, nevertheless, we're hardwired for. We need to have things to goals, and we need to have things to achieve, and to work towards so that we can feel a sense of accomplishment. We're hardwired for that. And on the other side, if we don't have that, then we wither and die, and we have no.
And you know what's so interesting is, right? People even make fun, and in politics and business, especially now with whatever, you know, different people have different beliefs, they have different thoughts, right? You know, it's very interesting. Republican, Democrat, football, all these things. It's all the videos that I get trapped in the videos. For you, maybe it's politics. For another one, it's personal, it's business. Everyone has a different struggle, right? So avoid this Hashem, Rav Shlomo, is different for you. And you making your mark and Louis Tappa making his mark, it's two different people's lives. It's two different avoid this Hashem, and it's two different challenge. People, what they do is, for me, they bring me down so that I end up spilling seed, so that I end up going and being lazy, and that takes me off my grind of prayer, of business, or whatever doing. When you get unfocused, that's what Yetzer Hara wants to do, right? So for you, people make fun. Why do the people make fun? Because they want to drag you down so that you don't. If you're on such a high level, you, Reb Shlomo, you're on a massive high level. Every person, Louis Tapp, everyone has a high level, they have a low level. Even if you don't, I'm my biggest critic, or you're your biggest critic. So at the end of the day, you're going to say to me, no, I'm not. But at the end of the day, there's a reason why the Yetzer Hara gives me gives me such a hard time and when I want to pray. Why? Because he knows that I'm going to go push all the heavens. I'm going to go challenge all the heavens in the prayer, the same to you. So what does he do? He brings a person, he brings a business,
That's exactly. So he says, "Varai," was that the proof for this idea is sha'achresha adam is ames l'miskaber. When a person works hard and succeeds at something, they achieve something. B'chol sugei hiskaveris, in any kind of success, right? It doesn't matter whether it's spiritual, or it's physical, it's financial. It doesn't matter. Who margish sipuk gadol? You get a lot of satisfaction from persevering, right? So overcoming adversity, whatever kind it is, right? Like it doesn't matter what, right? You're going to run a marathon, you run the marathon. It was not fun to train for the marathon. It was not fun to run the marathon. It's miserable. And then you run the marathon and you feel a sense of accomplishment internally. That's how we're built, or anything else, right? V'arniflin, you feel a powerful aura, you feel a powerful light, an amazing light when that happens, right? Ki ha'adam la'amal yuad, because like the pasuk says, the man was made to work hard. That's how we're hardwired. That's how we function. V'tov l'gever ki yisa. Oh, Benu Rab, it's good for a person that they should shoulder, they should take on burdens while they're young and they're capable of doing so. Ubevadai shekachol shemis amitz yoser, and all the more so, certainly because the harder we work, ken yetzliach yoser, the more we succeed. V'kach yeh lo tov yoser, and that's how we achieve more. So the difficulties that we face are just opportunities to experience achievement as we persevere and work hard through those difficulties. And that also entails the possibility and the likelihood that we're sometimes going to fail at those difficulties too. If you're always going to succeed at the difficulty and there's no possibility of failure, and failure wasn't a real possibility because it never happens, then success would mean nothing. It wouldn't be important. So it has to be that we sometimes fail. And that means when we sometimes fail, that means our successes are real successes, and we experience those successes as positive. Kiratzon ha-nefesh ha-miti, who the real desire, the real will of the nefesh, the real desire of our internal souls is lesamets, to persevere. Ela shel pa'amim ha-ratzon mechusa. Sometimes that ratzon is covered over. V'nidme la'adam shekashla. And it seems that it's difficult, it's unpleasant, right, to work hard. It's really what we want to work, right? That's what's satisfying. And sometimes we don't, it's hard to appreciate that we want to work hard because of different aspects of our, right? If you listen to Rabbi Wolgelander's Tanya Shiur, right? Sometimes the nefesh bahamis, the animal part, the animal soul, which is the seat of all of our insecurity and all of our need for self-preservation. It gets ahead of us and it says, oh, self-preservation. So if I run the marathon, I'm going to be hungry or I'm going to be tired. And my self-preservation aspect says, no, don't do that because I need to preserve my strength. I need to preserve my energy. I need to feel good because otherwise I'm in danger. So other parts of us get the better of us and we don't appreciate that. No, this is actually really enjoyable to do. But the truth is that a person is able to feel sense and feel that really, really deep down they enjoy the hard work. And it's good for the nefesh, it's good for internally, it's good, right? Though we work hard externally, our physical body is exhausted, miserable, and worn out. And internally we feel satisfied. But he wrote that, it wants that, right? Our soul wants to have the opportunity to work hard. Because the ways of the Torah, in truth, the ways of the Torah are nice and pleasant, right? Noam, what does Noam mean? Who in Pinimi? Noam is something internal. Locus of Darcheha Kalos. It doesn't say that the ways of Torah are easy. It says that they're pleasant, right? It doesn't say that they're easy. Kilifa Amim Darcheha Kashos. Because sometimes the ways of Torah are not kal. They're not easy. Sometimes they're difficult. Sometimes they're hard. Fitzarach Lesamets. And you have to persevere in those situations. You have to work hard in those situations. But even then, it can still be hard. It can still be darche koshi. They can be difficult, but at the same time as they're difficult, they can still be ala darche darche noam. They can still be pleasant, right? Because pleasant, shetamit gam kishakashi yesh bezeh noam. Because even when it's difficult, pleasantness is an internal way of relating to the thing that I'm doing, right? So I can find hard things enjoyable. I can find difficult things pleasant. And so the ways of Torah are not easy. They're not simple. They're not fun and games all the time. But they can still be pleasant even when they're challenging. Dahainu ar v'shalva panimim. What is noam? What does that mean? That they're pleasant? It means that there's an internal equanimity. There's an internal light. V'hargasha amugan, a deep sense, a deep feeling, shezeh tov v'chedai, that this is worthwhile, that this is good for me, right? That's what Noam means. So even though they're difficult, even though they're hard, even though I grate against them, even though I might resent them, even though I might not like this or not like that or have questions about this or questions about that, what the Torah is saying is not that you're not going to have these questions and not that it's always going to be easy and not that it's always going to be super enjoyable, but it is saying that deep down, there's an internal sense that persevering and working through the difficulty can be satisfying and pleasurable and enjoyable. But he says, nevertheless, if God forbid, if a person has no enjoyment and no life in all of their avoda, and they do all of the things, they're religious, they're observant, but they do all of this because of some compulsion, some obligation, sense of obligation, some duress that is either forced on them from the outside by the community, by parents, by friends, or whatever it happens to be, or with a sense of internal sadness and despondency, like this is just.
Because I have my past traumas.
V'hu margish atzav, and they feel sad, they feel despondent, depressed, v'choshech, and they feel darkness, pinning an internal, deep internal darkness, not a superficial darkness, right? Superficial darknesses come and go, and everyone goes through slumps, and everyone has, you know, there's sometimes we're up and sometimes we're down, that's very normal, but a deep existential sense of, like, there's nothing here, right? That, in kevedos nafshis, with a heaviness of the soul, Azai, then in those situations, Hutzach Lahavin, you have to understand Shieshlo Ezotos. Then you have to realize that you have that you're making some kind of mistake. Ulis Ora Litzpos Nachon as Ratan Hashem is Brach Mimenu. Then you have to wake yourself up. You have to awaken yourself to grasp correctly what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. Because clearly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you is not what you're doing. If what you're doing right now, right, and maybe what you're doing is what you think you're supposed to, you're following all the rules in the book. Maybe that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you, because that's not what he wants from you right now. Your avoda, your task right now, is something entirely different. And therefore, doing all of the things that everyone else is doing around you, and towing the line, and keeping up with the callings, and all of the things, right, that all of the things that we're forced to do based on expectations and communal pressure and all that kind of stuff, it doesn't bring us any happiness. On the contrary, it does the opposite to us, because we're not actually aligned with the Ratzon Hashem for us. Ulilmod es derech avoda mes'imo v'nafsha. And then you have to figure out what is the proper avoda that's specific for your soul, that's appropriate for your soul, right? And that's not such a simple thing to do, but this is an indicator, this is a way that to at least identify in the broadest sense of when I'm off the on the wrong path, because everything is, I'm encountering all of the religious observance that I'm doing is not coming from a place of ratzon. It's not coming from a place of any sipa kanefesh, of any satisfaction, of any meaning. Instead, it's coming with a deep existential dread and despondency and depression and meaninglessness. And that's constant all the time, not passing surface level. This is hard. This is difficult. I wish I could, you know, have another hour of sleep and not stinks that I have to get up for chakras. Like, that's superficial, right? But day in, day out, over and over and over again, you wake up and everything about your religious life is just total misery. That's something much, much deeper. And that probably requires then a reevaluation of, like, where are you supposed to be holding? What are you supposed to be doing? Maybe you shouldn't be going to chakras every year. Maybe you shouldn't, right? Maybe that's not what you should be doing right now. I have a good friend of mine who told me, who said, sort of discussions that we had, like, post October 7th about, like, people at Nova and things like that, and, like, some of the comments about those people and whatever. And he made an important point. So who's to say, who says that everyone's supposed to be from right now? Right? No. Who says everyone is that? That's everyone's job right now, that everyone is supposed to be from right now. So that those who are not from are doing something wrong. We have no idea. Right. So.
But you went to, hold a second. I know people who even made it out alive. You went to a festival, bro.
Sure, so.
You went to a festival. Obviously, it was a pretty targeted festival. I feel bad for you.
I don't want to discuss the specifics. I don't want to discuss this.
But I'm saying
the point was that we can't judge anybody.
No, we can never judge
the right thing and the wrong thing.
No, we can't.
Who's to say that they're supposed to do anything different than what they're doing right now? Maybe it's exactly the right thing that they're supposed to
do. You know, you do exactly what you're meant to do.
Right.
But no, at the end of the day, you know, I have friends and I watch and I read stuff on posts of people who went off the derech or don't keep it all tired of Shimer Tar. Watch and I read. And honestly, the box is good for certain people, but it's very bad for others.
Yes, that's the point. So for those others, who's to say they're supposed to be in the box? They're not supposed to be in the box, right? So
no.
Why aren't you showing? Who's to say you're supposed to be that right now? Who's to say? Right.
Everyone has a different journey.
Because when a person feels totally extinguished and totally lacking in life energy, life force, beprat and who margish kach harbek on them, and especially when they feel this all the time, regularly, zemochiach, this demonstrates shehu osa devarim she'enam ratzon Hashem imenu. Then that shows that they're doing things that is not what Hashem wants from them, right? Because if you're doing what Hashem wants from you, then it's good, right? Not always easy, and not always simple, and not always pleasant, but deep good. It's deeply satisfying. But when it's never satisfying, that just demonstrates that what you're doing is actually not what Hashem wants from you right now. So either that means you might be doing things that are higher than the madrega, higher than the level that you're at, right? So, you know, I'm learning 10 hours a day and I'm miserable all the time, right? Because maybe I'm not supposed to be learning 10 hours a day. I should be learning 2 hours a day. Right. And so, of course, if I'm doing, and that means I'm spending 8 hours of my day doing things that is not what I'm supposed to be doing. So, of course, I'm not aligned with my Avodas Hashem, what's appropriate for me right now. So I'm miserable. Right. Or you're doing it in a way that's not the way Hashem wants it from you, right? So maybe you're doing things in a superficial way as opposed to a deep way. Maybe you're doing things that just to appear a certain way, not to actually be authentic about that way. But either way, either one of those things are wrong, right? You're operating at either too low, right? Sometimes also you could be operating too low a level, right? You're holding to something much higher, and you're not living up to your potential. So like, it doesn't do anything for you. You don't feel accomplished. You don't feel right. So it works both ways.
But there's a very big balance to talk, doing, faking it till you make it.
Right? Yeah. So these are not the right. So this is not, he's talking a very, very big brush stroke, right? If you talk about any particular situation, okay, diagnosing this becomes much, much more complicated, right? So that's why we shouldn't talk about the specifics, I think. Because if you deal with, you're talking about anything specific, that's much, much harder to figure out. And you have to pinpoint and trial and error and experiment a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and sort of know a person, and a person has to know themselves, right? That's why da'at sasmacha is such a critical call, critical principle, because if you know a person doesn't, no one knows you. And if you don't know yourself, then how are you going to help anyone, or how are you going to help yourself figure out what's appropriate for you right now? What's right, what's wrong? And so, yeah. Okay. So let's go a little bit further. We'll go back into the main text, the next section. The next section starts off, the necessity of grasping, of sensing some taste, some positivity, some positive experience in spirituality. Vine, milvadzos, aside from this, that tainug, that enjoyment is something foundational for Avodas Hashem, right? It's built in to Avodas Hashem itself, right? Avoda is enjoyable, right? And if the enjoyment is not there, then the Avoda is off in some way, shape, or form. Sarath Lesim Lev, you also have to understand, Shahatainab Avoda Hudavar Hechrafi Hunefesh. You also have to understand something even more than that, which is that we are hardwired to need to enjoy what we're doing. Right. And so if I'm engaged in Avodas Hashem in a way that doesn't bring me enjoyment, there's no way that I'm going to stick with it. There's no way that I'm going to stick with it.
Or you could be like me, who's on and off.
So fine. But that's fine. That's fine. But meaning there's going to be off. Right? There's going to be off. There's always off. There's always on and off. There's always up and down. That's true. But I'm part of the, there are many reasons for why there's downs. And why there's offs. But one of the reasons, at least, there are others. But
I mean, I'm a very moody person.
One of the reasons, at least, is if you're not enjoying, human beings need to find enjoyment, need to enjoy themselves. They need to find it, right?
What if you don't enjoy prayer?
Kiatzorech ha'omek v'yosodi b'yoser shel ha'nefesh. The necessary, the deep, foundational, fundamental, very essential need of the soul is that the soul needs enjoyment. And therefore, that means that if a person isn't able to enjoy their spiritual work, their avodas Hashem, zusakana atzuma, that's very dangerous. Because then it becomes very hard for them to actually sustain any of this. It becomes hard for them to want to succeed, to persevere against the Yetzirah, right? Against the parts of ourselves that draw us in other directions. Because the Yetzirah is constantly selling us something to enjoy, right? Because we need to enjoy. And if I'm not getting enjoyment in Avodas Hashem, I'm going to have to get it elsewhere because I must enjoy it. People who have no enjoyment, what do? People have zero enjoyment in life and have no prospect of ever enjoying life. They end their lives. You can't live that way. They wither, they die, they go into depression, they kill themselves. You can't survive. A person.
I mean, you could live by being depressed.
You could live with depression, and people who are depressed and then have no prospect and come to the belief that they're have no enjoyment and never can ever have any enjoyment and never will have any enjoyment. There's no prospect for improvement, right? You can survive. It's not good now. But it's going to be good later. And if I can get through the now, I can survive until the later. But when there's no prospect of anything, depressed people, you might as well be dead. I mean, on some level, right? I mean, it's awful, right? It's awful. You can't enjoy your life. You can't. There's no chios. There's no.
But what if I don't like my life? Like myself, I don't like my life.
Yeah.
I still push through.
So,
I'm not speaking for anyone else. I'm speaking for myself. Okay. I don't like my life, but at the end of the day, I still got to push forward through my traumas, through my struggles, through my horribleness.
Right.
It could be so horrible. It could be but you could not.
Presumably, because you get something out of doing that, right? It has some positive effect for you.
No,
no,
but you keep pushing, you keep fighting.
True.
You have in the things you don't like. You could watch video. There's so many ways to, but real. So you just keep going.
Okay. So ukmo adam tsama ma'o. This is like a person that's very thirsty. Sha'ala lishdos afilu mayim ra'im. Who is going to be willing to drink even salt water, right? Bad water, right? Let's say you're thirsty, and you get to the ocean, and you just gobble down the ocean, right? Of course, it's going to be any good for you. It's not going to be good for you, but you're so thirsty, you need it so badly, you're going to go for anything you can get. Meirov tsamav from your terrible thirst, right? So the salt water is bad for you. It's not going to make you satiated. It's not going to give you hydration. It's going to make everything worse. But you're so thirsty, you go for the salt water. So the same thing he says is going on here, when you're not finding and you're not getting your fill, you're not getting your enjoyment from Avodas Hashem because it's not pleasurable for you. And the human condition requires enjoying our life to, again, not, no one enjoys everything all the time, but we have to find some basis for meaning and value and purpose in our existence. If you don't have that at all, you're going to have to find it somewhere else. And if I can't find it in Avodas Hashem, if I can't find it in davening, I'll find it in a cheeseburger. The cheeseburger tastes good. I feel good after the cheeseburger. It tastes yummy.
Do you really?
No, I'm just, if that's what does it for you, everyone, right? Everyone has their things that are going to be their provide them with a sense of satisfaction and pleasure and enjoyment.
But does the cheeseburger really give you satisfaction?
It gives
not
you,
me.
It gives you superficial satisfaction.
Hey, what do you mean? Because you got full.
It tastes good. It tastes good.
And I'm full. You got full.
And I'm full. Right now, does it go away? Yeah, of course it'll go away. Right? Of course it'll go away. It's not a lasting, permanent because it's physical. It's a physical sensation. It's not a spiritual sensation, right? So physical sensation comes and goes, like all physical things. They live and they wither and they die and they come and they pass. And so if the physical enjoyment that I get, but it's still a sense of enjoyment, right? Now it's not what I could be getting, but I need something, so I'm going to go for what I can get. And the nice thing about the cheeseburger is that I know what it's going to taste like every single time, right? So I go back to the cheeseburger. I don't know what davening is going to be every time. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. I don't know that if I wake up for shachris, I'm going to have a positive experience. I know that when I eat the cheeseburger, it's going to taste exactly what I expect it's going to taste like, so I go for the cheeseburger, right? So, v'lachin, yesh yetzer miyuchad, shemefata anashim lachsho, shelefi haTorah ha'ana, hidavar shlishi. Therefore, there's a particular kind of yetzer hara that entices people to think that according to the Torah, pleasure, enjoyment is something negative. It's a bad thing. Shalafi haTorah, because it says according to the Torah, hanahi davar is something negative. Ke yitzhara yoda, then yitzhar hara knows. Shema adam yitab is that if a person makes this mistake and thinks that enjoyable things are against the Torah and therefore they're not going to engage in enjoyable things, yelo ma'od kashalatzliach, that person is going to find it very, very hard to ever succeed in avodas Hashem. Right? If everything I enjoy, I run away from because I think that enjoyment is negative.
But if my Yitzhar knows that, okay, that I'm davening shachar's late and my minister I missed and my Rav I still do, he didn't win today. Tomorrow I might only daven brachas and let's just say this school or parshas month for me.
Yeah.
He didn't win because what does the Yitzhar want you to do? To keep stop trying. When you got the cheeseburger, I've done trafe once or twice in my life. he what does he do? You got that physical thing, you slipped, you were hungry. He fooled you into wanting this trade, where you went off the dirt. You don't dial no, you don't learn, you still seed in that day. Every day is different
No,
mess up in
so
Yetzer Hara.
you're talking about something slightly different. What he's saying over here is simply this. He's saying that that there's a Yetzer Hara, there's a part of us that and this is true, I think, anyone who grew up in the Orthodox in the firm world knows that this exists out there. There's a Yetzer Hara that tells us that Torah and religious life and a genuinely deep avodas Hashem is hard, is miserable. It's haspamelech tochal. It's salt and bread, sleeping on a sleeping on the floor and eating stale bread with some salt. And that's the path of Torah, right? That is not going to be enjoyable. And right, how many mashgiachs in yeshiva yell at you, steak? You're eating a steak, right? Like, no, right? That. Oh, okay, fine. So everything that tastes good, the delicious steak, is now a bad thing. Okay, so I can't eat the good steak, right? Because everything that's enjoyable is now grub. It's a grubba thing, right? That's what they told us in yeshiva, right? That the Yetzer Hara is that he's saying, at least that's the Yetzer Hara, right? Because that it's very clever. Because if the Yetzer Hara can
You
convince
can't
you,
go further here, bro. You're saying it's the salt of bread, and I'm a guy who sleeps on the floor, bro. I have pretty high spiritual in the sense, but I also still see it. I understand that if you eat a steak and it's for the shman, you sing after that steak, and you go bite and you learn a piece of art at that table,
so
it's
that's
a
actually
whole
not.
different.
So you're already saying something Hasidic. That's not the Yetzer that he's talking about. He's talking about something else. He's talking about the cold, self-depriving Yetzer Hara that convinces us that spiritual growth, that growth of that Aliyah and growing in Madregas is becoming more ascetic, less connected to the physical world, and needing less, enjoying less, and so on and so forth. So that then I convince myself that everything I enjoy, that's the Yetzer Hara, right? And so I should try and get away from all the things I enjoy as much as possible, right? So I like nice clothes. I'm not going to wear nice clothes anymore. I like a nice house. I'm going to live in a shack. And I like good food. I'm not going to eat good food. I'm going to eat the cheap food. I like good wine. I'm not going to eat good wine. I'm not going to drink good wine, right? I'm not going to have any of the things I like. And if I don't have any of the things I like, what's going to happen? I'm going to not be getting enjoyment, right? The enjoyment that the soul needs to survive. And if I don't have any of the enjoyments that the soul needs to survive, I still have it. I still need it. I have to get it somewhere. And the Yetzer Hara will, and then I will be prime target for the Yetzer Hara to say, "Ah, you need this. You're miserable. Here's the not kosher steak, right? Grab this. Grab that. Do this. Do that. Because you're so deprived. You're so pleasure deprived, and you need pleasure. That you're going to have to get it somewhere, right? And so it's easy for me to then grab it because I don't know." Have it. I need it. I need it right now. If I find my enjoyment now, if I find my enjoyment in mutter things, then I don't need to. Then it's hard to get me to find that same enjoyment in other things, because what do I gain out of it? I already have what I need. I already have what I want. So you have to work. You, the HR, have to work a little bit harder to convince me to have the non-kosher steak. Exactly. Fantastic kosher steak, and I eat it all the time. So, like, what do I need that non-kosher steak for, right? So you'll have to do something else to convince me to have that steak. But when I never get to have steak, and you put a non-kosher steak in front of me, steak, oh, steak is delicious. I never have anything I enjoy. Oh, this is a
But I don't
that.
think if you're my grandfather and you're holding a very barbaric color's level, let's just say, Tyra B'chaim, Kol Yom, Kol Laila,
Yeah, that's
it's
not something
Tyra.
different.
So you're saying,
But you can't know, but
but
you
the soul and bread, I'm still stuck there. Every day, you know, the Shacharis, Melech HaMarev today, when we daven Shacharis, late, brachas late, it's still that Shacharis. God always wants you to pray. The problem with what he's saying is a very muster thing, right? The problem when you go very Musar,
not going muster at all. He's not saying muster.
but it is a Musar verse that Yid live like a Pinto Yid, live basically
He's
very
been saying he's
basic.
saying that's the Yetzer Hara. He's saying that Musar approaches the Yetzer Hara. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, and there's good, everyone has a different Yetzer Hara. My Yetzer Hara battle is not yours.
Right, 100%.
Yours is not
And
Yanim's.
there's a way, and so I think also he would agree that there's a healthy way to get to all I need is bread and salt. Right? There's a healthy way to do that. when I genuinely enjoy it, right? You can get genuine sipukam nefesh, have genuine satisfaction in bread and salt. I don't need more than that, right?
Good.
But you can't do that today.
They did in the month. That was just bread.
It was whatever they wanted.
But it was really bread, bro.
It was pure elokos, so of course it was satisfying. But we don't experience bread that way, right? If you're on a very high level, bread is no different than a steak. Rabbi Nachman has a famous story about this. You can eat bread and you can taste a steak. You can enjoy the bread the same way you enjoy a steak because you realize that it makes no difference whether it's a steak or if it's a piece of bread. It's just a little close wrapped up in a physical form, and I don't care what the
physical form is. Paul says that a tzaddik's bread, a tzaddik's food, is you eat the crumb of a tzaddik. If you get to such a level, it's obviously
right,
food.
Because that person is not eating bread, they're eating oral posts, right? So it doesn't matter what physical form it takes. They just you enjoy it because you're encountering God in the food.
Imagine you eat with Noam Melech. Imagine with Noam Melech a piece of bread. You wouldn't want a crumb of that.
But you have to be at that level.
What do you mean? You can understand even today, Reb Noam Melech, anyone could understand that Noam Melech was one of the greatest. Reb Nachman was one of the greatest Jews to ever live.
Let's finish these. Okay. Avala emesi. But the truth is, Adraba, the opposite is true. Avodas Hashem betzurasa hamitas. Avodas Hashem in its true form. Ki rak im hana v'tainug l'nefesh. It's only true, it's only genuine Avodas Hashem if it goes along with soulful enjoyment, right? Deep enjoyment. Not fun and games, like superficial level enjoyment. But a genuine, authentic enjoyment. Vatainuku, and this enjoyment is Davar Kadosh Manala. That enjoyment that you get in Avodas Hashem is something very, very holy. It's not unholy. It's not physical. It's not gashmius. It's something very holy. Kihu Gorem Devekus Fiskashus Bashem Zrach. He'll talk about this much more in later chapters. But that enjoyment that I get when I eat that steak and I make a brach on that steak and I savor that steak and I chew every bite and I appreciate the flavor and the texture and all of that stuff, that is devekus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? I'm connecting with God through enjoyment of the steak, because enjoyment is something that is hardwired into my soul, and I am enjoying a phenomenon that's been created for me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I experience when I eat this steak. And that is satisfying a deep yearning in my soul to be able to enjoy life in this world. And that in and of itself is devekos. Ki bedavar sheyesh la'adam hana mimenu, something that a person enjoys and has pleasure from, hu nidvak nekasher elav. That's something that I connect to and I'm attached to, right? So when I'm able to find hana, when I engage in the kinds of avodas Hashem that bring me hana and satisfaction and enjoyment, I connect to those things, right? We're drawn to the things we enjoy, and we run away. We run away from the things we hate, and that brings us pain. I don't, right? If I eat something and it's very sour, I don't eat it again. Right? If I eat something and it's delicious, then I eat it again. And the same thing is true with Avodas Hashem. If I enjoy the Avodas Hashem, I'm going to go back to it. That's how human beings work. That's how dogs work. That's how any creature, any created creature works. Right? You give me a treat and I go back to it. You punch me and I don't come back. Right? And so there's a value, therefore, in doing Avodas Hashem that brings me enjoyment. And the Avodas Hashem that brings me enjoyment is a good sign that this is the Avodas Hashem for me. Now, that doesn't mean that all of the Avodas Hashem has to be enjoyable all the time, right? We're not babies. If you're a little kid, you have to enjoy everything pretty much all the time, right? And otherwise, you run away. Adults are more sophisticated than that. We appreciate delayed gratification. We appreciate that we work hard and get enjoyment at the end, and we enjoy more because we worked hard and persevered through difficulty, et cetera, et cetera. So it doesn't mean that I have to enjoy every single Shabbos, right? But it does mean that that I have to enjoy some of my davening. I have to get something out of some of my davening. And if I get something out of some of my davening, then I can daven even when it's not always so fun. Because I know that eventually it'll give me something again, because I've gotten out of it in the past, and it'll get something out of it again. And because I'm getting something out of it in the grand scheme of things, and I get something out of chakras once in a while, I go back because, oh, maybe this time it'll work for me. Maybe I'll get something. Maybe I'll feel some kind of aura, some kind of spirituality this chakra. So I didn't feel it this time. Okay, but I know I felt it before, and I'll feel it again. So maybe tomorrow I'll go back tomorrow again and again and again. If I'm never feeling anything in my chakras day and day and day, week after week and month after month, maybe I need to dominate a different minion. Maybe I'm dominating the wrong kind of chakras. Maybe I'm dominating the wrong kind of place. Maybe I'm dominating chakras in the wrong kind of way. Maybe I should be skipping these parts and dominating those parts.
But you can dominate later. Dominating is
meaning the way I'm approaching chakras is probably off for what I need to be doing right now. But the ups, the normal ups and downs, you know, and, long Tashlin days, like, oh, nah, this is not fun. But Tuesdays are fantastic shows, right? Or whatever it happens to be, that's okay, right? But as long as I'm getting some satisfaction out of it, satisfaction in Avodas Hashem is necessary. It's not just that it's inherently built into Avodas Hashem, and the Torah says it's satisfying and enjoyable. But if I'm not enjoying it, we have to realize that it's dangerous to not enjoy it, right? And I have to pivot to something that I enjoy, because if I'm not enjoying it at all, not going to sustain it, and it's going to be very easy for the Yetzirah to entice me into things that I will enjoy on a superficial level, because me as a human being have to find enjoyment somewhere, and if I'm not going to find it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to find it with something else. So, okay, we'll stop for that.
Sure. Thank you.